Today's daf in Masechet Gittin, brought to you by Penchomot Yerushalayim, is daf Dalet. And we are in the midst of an agonizing attempt to figure out how the Mishnah would possibly be mechayev to say both Befanai Nechtav and Befanai Nechtam if the issue is Lishma, which is the only ostensible reason that we think right now, according to Rabbah, that we would need this. Then who would require lishma? I mean, if the issue is enedi mitzvim lekaima, and so on. Okay, I understand that we did it in order to confuse people, and we don't really need that it should be lishma. But according to Rabbah, we need that it should be lishma. And the problem is, if you hold like Rabbi Meir that ede chatima karte, then only the chatima is lishma. Because according to Rabbi Meir, you can use any type of made-in-China get, and it would be perfectly okay. If it's going Aliba to Rabbi Elazar, then even if there's no Edom at all, there's no problem. And how in the world would we need to say Befanai Nechtam Lishma if I don't need Edom? Even Lechatchila. So we've got a real problem. Continues the Gemara today on the third line. The answer is that Rabbah says that it works out perfectly well according to Rabbi Elazar. Now you're saying Rabbi Elazar only requires ketiva lishma. That's absolutely true, because he doesn't require edim at all. However, suppose there are edim. Now everything changes, because kilo boy Rabbi Elazar chatima. You don't need, according to Rabbi Eliezer, a chatima lishma, it should say. Hey, doleka edim klal. If I don't have edim at all, fine, I don't need edim. But if I have edim, those edim have to be appropriately signed for a get. And since, and I'll show you that that's true, because the Amar Rabbi Abba, if you've got a problem, let's say those Edom are Krovim, right? Okay, so you have Edom Krovim, two brothers, sign again.
Krov to each other.
Yeah, Krov to each other. Well, what's the difference? Whatever passes, Krov to the husband, Krov to the wife, it doesn't matter. Krov to each other, it's all the same. So the Edom that sign are posel for the Edut, the get is posel. Why? I thought we don't need the Edoms, I just throw out the Edom. Because, says Rabbi Abba, Moder Rabbi Elazar b'mizuyaf mitocho shu pasul. A document which is prima facie a lie is a useless document. It doesn't matter that you could say, yeah, but this shouldn't matter. I mean, it doesn't really count. Does it say that we Edom witnessed it? These are not Edom kasher. And since they're not Edom kasher, we can't just say, well, ignore it. You don't ignore it. It has to stand at least in terms of no internal contradictions. If it has an internal contradiction, it's called Mizuyaf Mitocho. We cannot accept such a document. And by the same token, you didn't need witnesses, but if you have witnesses, those witnesses need to be able to serve as witnesses in the event that there wouldn't have been Eid Mesira. Then these need to do the same thing for Rabbi Elazar. Suppose the Edom Mesira die, and one day somebody comes in and uses this document to be Mekayim Get. Not Mekayim Get, but to actually use it as a get. What's going to be? Those Edom have to be, therefore be the same to Rabbi Elazar as they would be to Rabbi Meir. And there this other mitzvah understands it. So that ultimately he has to take into consideration all possibilities. That's how the Ritva learns. Tosfos learns the problem is because if you don't require a chatima lishma while you have edim, although you didn't require a chatima at all, you may also come to bikotev shelo lishma, thinking that it's all the same, all part of the same document. But whatever the reason is, Rabbah works out according to this approach of Rabbah in Rabbi Elazar, and the Mishnah would therefore be Rabbi Elazar. Ravashi says, stop agonizing, gentlemen. There is no need to have the Mishnah work out necessarily according to Rabbi Meir or like Rabbi Elazar. There is a third Chita, which is a well-known shita because it appears in the Mishnah. And that's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, which we conveniently ignored before when we were bringing the machlokas about the case where you wrote the get on the tree and then you cut down the tree and you did the chatima when it was already taken off, and that would be okay if you hold that it's the chatima, it's the only problem. According to Rabbi Meir, that continues to say that Rabbi Yehuda shita is that he passes achte both ketivato v'chatimato betalush. You cannot have either the ketiva or the chatima while the tree is b'chubel karka. It has to be that there's nothing between the v'katav, which includes v'chatam and v'natam. And that means that according to Rabbi Yehuda, all dinim that pasul get are true about both the ketiva and the chatima, and therefore the same thing would be true about the shema. Oh, for God's sake, says the Gemara, he's absolutely right. Why have we been agonizing? Me kor my time alone with me, like, darn it, why didn't we think of that before? We're sitting here for two pages wondering about, is it Rabbi Meir, is it Rabbi Elazar, going nuts about whether it's the Rabbanan, the Ariza. No, I mean, that's not wasted time. I mean, please, we're trying to make it work out like Rabbi Meir, because we always want a Mishnah, Madrin and Rabbi Meir, this Stam Matnitin Rabbi Meir. I mean, in general, we know that Rabbi, who wrote the Masada, the Mishnah, has tried to utilize Mishnahs that were Stam like Rabbi Meir. So we'd like to see if we can work it out according to Rabbi Meir. There's a very good reason for trying to work out the dinim of shtaris according to Rabbi Elazar, because the truth is kaimon hilchata kavate begitin. Everybody agrees that we paskin like Rabbi Elazar halacha lamaisa in these issues about chatibat ha'edim when it comes to gitin. The truth is that there's even those amoraim who hold that we shouldn't have even put in the word begitten, that the halacha like Rabbi Elazar is true across the board in contractual law, the gabi witnessing. Okay, but since that's about locus, let's keep it safe. For sure, halacha kaboto begitten, right? So, I mean, it's nice to have a Mishnah work out halacha lamaisa. So we tried to make it work out according to Rabbi Elazar. Okay, I understand that there is a shita like Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Ashi says, what's the point? But the truth is, according to Rabbi Abba, we did make it work out according to Rabbi Elazar, and there's something to be said for that, that this is a dinah mezuyaf mitocho. Tana. I'd like to see, now that we have been ma'amid, the machlokas of Rabba and Rava, so at least it's self-consistent in the opening part of the Mishnah, whether there's a way to continue learning the Mishnah, both of them saying as themselves, or whether we're going to be forced to say that internal to the Mishnah's own functioning, the machlokas of Abaya and Rabba is included. Because, look, let's take a look at the next piece, okay? Next piece runs like this. The Tanakhama said, I maybe get Mimidinat Hayyan. Rabbi Gamliel says, what do you mean? Hamevi get mimidinat hayam. Even if you would bring a get from a city that is very close to the border, so let's say Rechem and Heger, Rabbi, you still need to see b'fadai nechta, b'fadai nechta. Although I agree. Although I agree, says Rabbi Gamliel, that if this would be a city that were not only close to the border, but that would be surrounded on all three sides by Eretz Yisrael, so that it basically exists within a small island that is a muvla'at in the, like, unfortunately, too much we had before the Six-Day War of muvla'ot. So there, I would agree that you don't need to say v'nai nechta, v'nai nechtam. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer says, no, even if you bring from Kfar Ludin Lulud, which is not only right up by the border, but it's also surrounded on all three sides. And if I explained, okay, now let's take a look, just what is the difference between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer, okay? We're actually talking about Ayarot HaSbuchot Eretz Yisrael and Muvlaot Bitchum Eretz Yisrael Askina. So we've got a machlokas over here about these two issues. Cities that are nearby, cities that are not only nearby, but are also surrounded. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana pointed out that, look, don't make the mistake of thinking that when we're talking about a muvla'at, the issue is the fact of muvla'ut and not the distance. The distance is also a function here. In other words, when he says muvla'ot betchum, I don't mean to say that there's two different questions. Samuch, but not muvla, and muvla, not samuch. Because I saw that place. I went to Kfar Ludim, one of Barnea's tours, and I was in Ahu Atra. I mean, it was so nearby. It was like walking from the Bekuvi entrance to the city where they had this shopping plaza right at the front of Pumpadita. And you go into town of Pumpadita, that's a 3-minute walk. I mean, everybody does that. That's how close Kfar Ludim is to Lud. It's also Muvlat, okay. So this is the question, how far we extend the Gezerah. But what that means is that according to the Tanakhama, you do not require b'fanayi nechtam in these border towns of either type. Even the ones that are not muvla'ot on three sides, they're just close to the border. Hanilot tzarech. Now, think to yourself, what do you think the machlokas would be between the Tanakhama's approach and the approach of these later Tanaim here who say it depends how close you are? It seems to me very simple. So the question is like this. If you hold that it's because of Lishma, so then these cities being what you think that the dinim of Lishma, people end up right at the border forgetting all their Torah. You are now about to leave the land of Israel, forget everything you've ever learned. I mean, come on. It doesn't work like that. So, I mean, if the place is 2 minutes outside of the Tum, they're not living there and not being connected there to Israel. They have no chinuch there and so on. They know. Whereas if the issue is l'fisha ein edim mitzuyim l'kaimo, so then the question is, do you need a visa to get in, or are you going to have trouble crossing the border? What's the difference how far away it is? If l'maisa you won't find edim to be mekayim the get, so then you have exactly the same gezerah. So what that would mean that we have a machlokas in the Mishnah, which is the machlokas of Rabba and Rava, which obviously makes us a big problem in Rabba and Rava. I mean, forget about the fact that they're arguing machlokas tanoim. They were trying to explain the entire Mishnah consistent with approach A or B. Here we see that's not possible. The Mishnah itself is arguing about approach A or B, right? No, wrong. Because both Rabba and Rava will explain the Mishnah consistent to their approach. Rabba, who says that the only issue is Lishma, he's Metaritz L'Tamei. And Rava, who says that the issue is Ein Edim Mitzuyim L'Kaimo, is Metaritz L'Tamei. Rabba is Metaritz L'Tamei. Well, obviously, all Shitot over here hold that the issue is Ein Biki and Lishma. The question over here is simply that the Tanakhama says, look, there's nothing to discuss at all, okay? There's smuchos, that's nigmar gmiri, they know the law, we don't have to make a gezerah up close. Comes along Rabbi Gamliel, who says, look, in terms of the cultural realities, the truth is that where a city is muvla'at, it basically functions almost as a city of another country. You know, so we're talking about Acapulco. I mean, you might as well be in San Diego. It's the same thing. And therefore, I meant Tijuana, sorry. So there, if I mean, we're going to go for some grass, if not Tijuana. So over there, the muvla'ot are indeed gemiri, and it's all one culture. Smuchot mele, smuchot lo gemiri. It's a different world. I mean, what, Ramallah to Yerushalayim, this connection between those worlds. V'yata Rabbi Eliezer, the Meimar. And Rabbi Eliezer says that may be true, but there's another issue over here. The issue is when you make a takana, You can't start. What are you going to do? Start now sending around pollsters to see how people are. Yeah, whatever. You don't make nafkaminas like that. Therefore, you have to make a clear-cut gezeira. On one side of the border, it's one halacha. On the other side of the border, it's another halacha. I don't care if it's muvlat. So muvlat namilo shalot tachalot b'mininatayam. Why are we going to start making distinctions? And where are you going to draw the line if it's not at the green line, for heaven's sakes?
And if the borders change?
It'll go with the border. If you make a new Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, or if it's totally in that, or there's a new Yishuv, ain't Achinami. Rava says, it's nothing to do with Lishma. He's Metar Zatameh. Obviously, the problem is the Fisha ain't any Mitzvim Lekaimeh. The Tanakama is saying, look, these places are nearby. Why make a gezerah if there's always people touring from one to the other? Mishka Shcheche. Rabban Gamliel is coming along to say, look, if there's only one border crossing, okay, then it's easy to control the border and you need visas. And there's not going to be people. If it's surrounded on all three sides, it's like trying to keep the Arabs out from the Azor of Hebron, you know. They'll find somewhere to cross. So move la'ut. If wherever you go, you're going to find yourself across the border in all three directions. There in Shchichi, there's always going to be people from both sides. If it's only smuchot, then already it becomes a political problem. And people don't travel that easily where they're going to be examined as they cross the border. And lo Shchichi. And Rabbi Eliezer comes to say, forget about the question of the practicalities. You cannot have a constantly changing gezeira based on politics. And therefore, you have to draw the line, and the line is the border. So move lo'ot nami, lo, shalotach halok b'ninat hayam. Which means that our Mishnah, so far, can work out both according to Rava and according to Rava, consistently from beginning to end, without needing to involve the other one's svara.
I just want to check. Rabbi Elazar is saying that the situation, that the structure that you set up in Eretz Yisrael has to be the same structure in Medina Tayyam.
I have no idea, even with the furthest stretches of my current imaginative abilities, what you are talking about. You cannot change the definition of Medina Tayyam according to circumstances. Medinat Hayam means outside of the borders.
Doesn't mean close or far.
It doesn't mean
close or far.
Close or far.
Ah, yeah. So now, okay, let's take the next piece. Because I think we've got a definite case where the machlokas of Rabbi and Rava are being taken into consideration in a machlokas of the Mishnah. How do you explain the closure of the Mishnah? The Chachamim Urim, Eno Tzirik Shomar V'Vanai Nechtav V'Vanai Nechtav, Ela HaMevi Mibinat HaYam V'HaMolik. Now, what's the difference between this Chachom and Tanakam? The difference is that word, HaMolik, right? I was if Tanakam said, HaMevi Get Mibinat HaYam, and he said, HaMolik, HaMevi. Comes along now a final sheet of the Mishnah to say, not like the Tanakhama, not like Rabbi Gamliel, not like Rabbi Eliezer, it's one case indeed, it has to be far away, and it's not true that it only works in one direction. It works in all directions. So in other words, the Tanakhama themselves held that if you're bringing from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, you do not need to say B'fanai Nechta, B'fanai Nechta. What's the machlokas, gentlemen? It's obvious what the machlokas is. If the problem is lishma, then you only have a problem coming into Eretz Yisrael, because if you're coming out from Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to be chayish, they don't know the din of lishma there. Here. If, however, the question is eidim mitzuyim lekaimo, it's the same thing in both directions. If people can't get here, they can't get there. And because of that, it's clear that the machlokas between Rabbah and Rava is a machlokas built into our Mishnah. So how the heck did they think that they could be explaining the entire Mishnah based on something that appears in the Mishnah itself as a machlokas? So my lab, let's see that inside. My lab, Balka Mifligan. Demar Savar Lafisha Ein Biki In Lishma. And, of course, in that direction from Eretz Yisrael, they are Gomir. Demar Savar Lafisha Ein Edi Mitzuyim Lekaimo. In which case, it's not Shriach in either direction. So Aninami, Lo Shriach. No, says the Gemara, here too, Rabba will be Matarat Zatame, Rava will be Matarat Zatame. Rabba will be Matarat Zatame, and he will say, the question over here indeed revolves exclusively around the issue of Bikin Lishma. Kuli Hamal Fishay Bikin Lishma. So you'll say, so then how could the Chachomim, the Rabban and Batrai here, how could they possibly say that if you're coming from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz, that you don't need that you do need to say but because it's gzeirah molicha to mevi. That's the question. Do we make a gzeirah and say the only way that we can make the dinim of gittin clear is by not starting to define differences depending on whatever circumstances are? So we made a straight out takana. You bring a get, you have to say b'fanayinichtam. Otherwise, you're going to have all the reforms saying, why can't we send a get without saying, we're all Pekim and Lishma. So if that's the case, we make it a straight-out requirement. That's the issue. The Tanna Kamma holds, we don't make a gezeira. Look, Azrina Malachatomev, it's a practical requirement. And we were Machai of this, where the practicalities are such that it's required. Where's the Rabban and Batrai Savar? You can't make those kind of laws. It needs to be across the board. And therefore, Gazrina, Molokatomevi. That's how I understand it. It's clearly an issue of Lishma. Obviously, Rava can't use that argument. So what will Rava say? Rava says it's no problem. Rava Matar Zatayne. The truth is, the only issue is Lefish Eidim Mitzuyim, like Ein Eidim Mitzuyim Lekaimo. And the Rabban and Batroi that you thought were arguing, were not arguing. It's just that they wanted to be mafarish time and it's anekamo udatu. Everybody agrees that it's omnidirectional. What's the difference if you're coming from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel? If we're concerned of Ein Eidim Mitzuyim Lekaimo, it would work exactly the same in both directions. And of course, the Tanna Kamma holds that as well. However, the Rabban and Batroi started to think, what if one day somebody would come along who has no understanding of the Mishnah, such as my friend Rabba. He doesn't understand what's going on. So in order to make it clear that the issue is Eidim Mitzuyim Lekaimo, we want to tell you openly, it was just an example. I maybe get Mimidinat Ayam. It could have just as easily said, Hamolis get Limidinat Ayam, if you're looking for examples. So we want to clarify that that's what it means. So I'm being Masbir their reason. Okay. Let me take the next piece, all right? Hamevi get Mimidinat Limidinat Mimidinat Ayam. Tzorech Lomar, Bifanai Nechtav, Bifanai Nechtav. Now, what does that mean to you? It means that if it would be in the same Medina, in Medinat Hayam, you don't need to say Befanai Nechtam, Befanai Nechtam. Now, why not? If the issue is Lishma, what's the difference of how close it is? What's the difference if it's the next door neighbor? He's not Bekin Lishma. We should have the same halacha. So according to Rava, who says the issue is only the question of whether you're going to find witnesses, obviously if you're living next door, you find witnesses. So it makes perfectly good sense to Rava to say, you don't need. But according to Rava, isn't that the whole point? That it makes no difference how many Eidim you're going to find. Like, you need to know that the get was kosher. So therefore, according to Rava, kasha. Says Rabba, well, your diuk in what the implications are of this statement are wrong. That's your assumption that because we brought an example of Eket Medina 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 Tayam, Tzorich Lomar B'Fanai Nechtam B'Fanai Nechtam, that that implies that if it wouldn't have been Medina Medina, but it would have been Botala Medina, then you wouldn't. But that's not what it's talking about.
Prior bias.
We're talking about Lotema. If, however, it would be in the same Medina B'Dina Tayam, Lot Tzorich, we're not focusing on the Medina L'Medina part. We're focusing on the Medinat Hayam part, and we're saying that despite the fact that if you were bringing a get from one Medina to another in a Medinat Hayam, you needed to say B'fanai Nechtam, B'fanai Nechtam, in the same case in Eretz Yisrael, you would not need to say B'fanai Nechtam, B'fanai Nechtam. That's what it means. So, and that, of course, in order to bring out the chiddush in that, which, of course, is exactly what I'm saying, who cares if you won't find the Einan? Anyway, it's Bekiyam Lishma. So if anything, it's a riot to me. Ela Eima Mimidina Lemidina Beretz Yisrael Lo Tzarech. Yeah, no. So you can't get away with that. Because we keep reading the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that case. The Mishnah actually states a case. A Mevi Geit Beretz Yisrael Eino Tzarech Lomar Befanai Nechta Befanai Nechta. Now that means anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, even Medina Lemedina. That's the whole point.
What are the Medinas in Eretz Yisrael?
It depends. It depended on historical circumstances. But what it's Kufa telling you, it's not a problem. No, says Rabba, because you're right, it does say that. But even though it says that, I need to actually first have the implication in the opening part of the Mishnah. Because if I only knew that, I would have understood it to mean that if b'di'avad a get was presented without somebody saying b'vanai nechtam, b'vanai nechtam, then it would be all right. But l'chatchila, you'd have to get prepared with the shlichut to be able to say and make sure that you actually see it. Don't just be a shliach l'holacha, be an actual shliach for the ketivah. So l'chatchila, lo kamashmalan, that actually makes absolutely no difference, even as a l'chatchila. Now, in fact, the question of the direction of the implication, whether the implication is ha ba'ota medina b'medina tayam, or whether the implication is ha mi medina l'medina be'eretz Yisrael, which of course is opposite according to Rabba or Rava, some, because of that, actually have this whole sugya in the opposite direction. And they start that it's a question on Rava. So, ikad motiv la'achi. So, some start with the other implication. Mimidina l'midina b'midina tayam. But had it been mimidina l'midina be'eretz Yisrael, then you do not have to say b'vanai nechta, v'vanai nechta. Now, that only works out according to Rabba. Because according to Rabba, the issue is lishma. And indeed, since it's in Eretz Yisrael, what's the difference if it's from one medina to another medina? But that only works out according to Rabba. How about according to Rava? How could you explain the fact that if you don't have any mitzvah in the kaima that it's kosher? Lo tema, says Rava, you're making the wrong implication. You're focusing on the question of medina l'medina, whether it's in chutz l'aretz or Eretz Yisrael. That's not the point. Lo tema medina l'medina b'Eretz Yisrael lo tzarech. Instead, make the opposite implication. Ela ema haba ota medina b'medina tayam lo tzarech. But indeed, medina l'medina b'Eretz Yisrael, you are tzarech. Excuse me? My tzarech? So then, what does it have to do with where you are? If it has nothing to do with where you are, why mention b'medina tayam? Just say hamevi get b'medina l'medina, wherever you are. Since there'll be a problem of einam b'tziyam l'kaimo, so you need to say v'nai nechtam v'nai nechtam. The very fact that it mentions b'medina tayam forces us to make the diak that it would be different in Eretz Yisrael, and that means that Rav is up the creek. So how do you explain that? Litnei ha-mevi mi-medina stam. Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay, so li'ol ha-mi-medina l'naber tzor nami lo-tzor. You know what? There is a point here. The point is that it may very well be true that it's difficult to get people coming from one medina to the other medina in Eretz Yisrael, but that's only year-round. How about during Yom Tov? Try to keep those Jews away from the Beit HaMikdash, huh? So people are going to be coming up anyway. So that means there's going to be mixing. So kimadika ola regalim, mishkach shechi, during the zman of the regal, you'll find people to be mekayim the get. But that's only bizman she Beit HaMikdash kayam. The problems that we're talking about over here, problems that run into post-Beit HaMikdash period. So bizman shein Beit HaMikdash kayam, what's Rabbi going to say then? That's a different issue. Remember the Takon of Ezra, that which was also post Eretz Yisrael, but post Beis Hamikdash, that Kivan, the Ika Bote Dinim Dikvi, so from that time already, even though we're just in the middle of getting resettled, and Kol Shekein has now 1,000 years later, we have Bote Dinim that are Kavuim Acheni V'Chamishi. which means that anybody who has a suit that he's got to take to a higher court or where he needs to have the halakas, according to those that are able to be Don Dine Knossos or whatever it is, they're all going to make their way to court, and that's where we're going to find Eidim that are Shechem to be Mekayim. Some learn that this means that since there is obviously going to have to be travel, there needs to be, it just works out that way, where there's a market, there's a response. And since there's a market for traveling, there's got to be some private bus company that's already opened up a way to get through. You know, so if you've got border crossing problems,
you just
pay a little bit extra, but you get there. So obviously, once there's an economic demand, forget about the border crossing issues.
There will be a supply.
There will be a supply, exactly. It's not. Okay, let's take the next little piece of the Mishnah, and you will see that things stop working out so conveniently, because it's none. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, afilo be'egmonia le'egmonia. Now the question is whether we take the lack of the dagesh in the gimel to be an indication that the British pronunciation of hegemony is correct, or whether in fact there ought to be a dagesh in the gimel, even though it violates our rules within Lashon HaKodesh, in which case it would be hegemony to hegemony, which would mean that the U.S. pronunciation would be correct. This is a major problem in our Mishnah, but we'll leave it on the side. The Omar Rabbi Yitzchak. What? Yes. The Omar Rabbi Yitzchak. Ir Achat. What is this referring to? This is referring to the phalangists in Asasiyot, you know? So, Ir Achat Haita Be'eretz Yisrael. And it was called Asasiyot, which is undoubtedly, if not Barnea, then his children, if not his children, his grandchildren. But somehow or other, Asasiyot has got involved either Sufganiyot or something that interests Barnea.
Juicy,
exactly. Yeah. So Asasiyot Shema. And over there you had Shtei Egmoniot, who were Makpidim Zalze. And you had these crossings, every street you got to go by a phalangist crossing, you know, it was a disaster. No, there you couldn't get across at all.
Bullets got across.
Only bullets got across then.
Yeah. Afterwards.
Yeah.
That's the case here.
Yeah, no, it doesn't have to be that kedekach. I mean, that was mamish. No, that's not mitzuyin. Look, I'm a mitzuyin, is it? So there, the answer just said it. So lefichach, that's why you had to throw in the din of hegemonia and hegemonia.
What's the difference between
hegemonia and Medina? Medina's a political unit, and hegemony is a is where you've got, you may, it's like, you know, it's like Nicosia. Like Nicosia. So Nicosia, I can't say it literally belongs, this belongs to the Greeks, this belongs to the Turks. It's, they've asserted control over there. It's part of their, it's part of their hegemonic extension. But you can't politically yet say this is Greece, this is Turkey.
But in Israel there was different Medinas, different political
units? Sure.
Such as?
Galil and Yehuda.
Had different rulerships, yeah. And different,
I mean, throughout history.
Satrapies. Yeah.
There's a town in the north of Israel
right
now. I think it's half of Israel. Half of Israel. Yeah, Raja. Raja, yeah.
Hmm. Oh, the farm.
Yeah. Hmm?
The farm. It's a farm area.
Yes, you know, but it's the good fence.
Yeah.
Only good Arabs come in. And of course, I mean, if we're going to build, you know, Merkaz Canada, who would it be for if not for the good Arabs? Oh, God help us. All right, anyway, so now we got a problem, because this is all very nice according to Rava. I mean, what does an hegemony have to do with anything that has to do with Lishma? I mean, on both sides of the line, people are living in Eretz Yisrael, and they are Bekiyim, and therefore the only issue that could be different in an hegemony is the question of Eidim Mitzuyim L'Kaimai. How could Rabbah possibly explain the Reb Shimon ben Gamliel case? I give up, says the Gemara. You're right. It must be that Rabbah agrees with Rabbah.
What?
Yep. After all that, Rabbah eat later Rabbah. Rabbah has no choice whatsoever but to at least agree that we would have a problem of ein eidim mitzvim l'kaima. But that's horrible. Elamai b'nayot. So now what's the difference between them? Well, no. We had three cases that were different. We're still left with two out of the three. Ika b'nayot dat yu betray. If the only problem is eidim mitzvim l'kaima, which is what Rava holds, so then if two people are the shluchim, then there's no problem of saying b'fanai nechtam. But if you're like Rava, who holds it, that's not the only issue, that is an issue, but there's another issue of lishma, then even if you would add shnayim that were the shluchim, you would still need to say b'fanai nechtam. That's one difference. The other difference would be botam medina b'dinatayam. How about next door neighbors? So if there's plenty of witnesses that could be available, according to Rava, that would be fine, because I have no concerns about lishma. The bezdin is a bucky, and my only concern is not being able to find a witness. Whereas Rava says, no, that concern you've addressed. What about the other concern? The other concern being lishma. And therefore, even if it's your next door neighbor, you'd still have to say, b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtam. And therefore, there is a very big difference between an exclusive concern about Edim or an additional concern about lishma. Okay, now let's see whether this fits. It's not. Maybe get yam. Somebody cannot say veinoya cholomar. This is our upcoming Mishnah. He can't say b'fanai nechtav b'fanai nechtam. Okay, so then im yesh alav edim. This we incorporated even in our own the ending of our Mishnah. Im yesh alav edim yitkayem b'chotamav. Okay, now how does that work out? What do you mean, kayem b'chotamav? So, first of all, we asked over there, when you say he cannot, what does he cannot mean? Does it mean he literally can't speak? I mean, then he's not a kosher shliach in the first place. So is he a cheresh? A cheresh is considered to be okay for bar ituye gitahu. I mean, v'tnana ko kesherim laviyat aget chutz b'cheresh shotev v'katan. And we don't want to say that he is perhaps only he can't speak, but he can hear, and therefore he's not considered to be ein bodas. We don't want to say that maybe it's very simple. He can't say it because he didn't see it. Because then it should have simply said v'lo amar. What eino yochol lomar means, like, forget it. It's out of, there's absolutely nothing to do about it. And that means that we've got a more complicated situation over here. So it can't mean that he's a cheresh. And Rav Yosef says it's very simple. What happened is he got a stroke. Omer Rav Yosef, Hachabayas Kinan, the guy delivered the get, and he was not no large kosher piker, he was a perfectly kosher shliach. We're about to ask him about, okay, can you tell us that it was written in front of you? And the guy is carried away, and he never regains his voice. He can no longer communicate. Uloi speak lomar, b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtam, archidit kareshna. How are you going to explain this?
It has to be a verbal communication.
Yeah. So according to Rava, this is all very nice, because it says, yitkayem b'chotamav, indeed. That was the only problem. How are we going to be mekayem the get? So it's saying, and we noticed this in the Mishnah, we were wondering. I mean, yitkayem b'chotamav implies that that's our only issue. We just need to make sure that this is a kosher signed and not mizuyaf, not a forgery. Okay, so bring witnesses, not a forgery. But according to Rava, if the problem is that even if you know 100% it's not a forgery, you're still going to have a problem of lishma, now what are you going to do? Larabah kasha, this seems to be a fatal problem. And with that cliffhanger, we will await until a whole new world opens up in front of us tomorrow. And that type of cliffhanger will guarantee Richie's coming on time, because he's worried. What if, chas v'shalom, I miss... Just the facts, Rich. Just the facts. Ela leolam Rabbi Elazari v'chilo by Rabbi Elazar chatima echad like edim klal, but echad the ika edim. Of course, it has to be done correctly. The Omer Rabba Moda Rabbi Elazar b'mezuyaf mitochoshu pasul. Rav Ashi Amar, why are we bothering with Rabbi Meir Rabir? We have a third sheet. Amani Rabbi Yudhi, the son, Rabbi Yudhi Posel, Achtehei Ketivato Vichatem Yanto Betalush. Yeah, you know me, Karmai Tamalom, I've been like Rabbi Yudhi. I mean, could have just said that in the first place. Ah, first we're Madrin and Rabbi Meir. The Stamas is a Rabbi Meir, okay. And then if that didn't work out, Madrin and Rabbi Lazar, because Kaimalavi Chatakavate Begitin, according to everybody. So now, let's see if this works. The next piece of the mission. Rabbi Amliel Amar Afa Mevi Min Arekem Min Acheger. Rabbi Eliezer Amar Afin Mikvar Ludim Ladulim. The Amar Abaye. Both of these are talking about either Ayarot Asmulchot Eretz Yisrael or Ayarot Are Muvlaot Betchum Eretz Yisrael Askinan. And also when they're Muvlaot, they are close because Rabbi Barbachana pointed out that Ladidi Chazilei Uatra V'Havi Kimi Bekuvi Lepum Bedita. Anyway. Bechlal the Tanakama Savar Ani Lo Tzorich. So what's the Dafkamina? My Labakamifake. Mar Savar, the problem is Enemakim Lishma. Since these places are like they're a mile outside of the Gul, obviously they're also Gemiri in Lishma. Whereas Mar Savar, that the problem is Vishani Mitsuim Lakaima. And that means there's a border crossing between them. So Ani Nami Lo Shikhe. Nah, Rabbi Metaritz Lataime, and Rabbi Metaritz Lataime, Rabbi Metaritz Lataime, to Kuli Amalafisha Mekilish, of course, as I say. Given his muchas are Mi'kmaq Mire, and therefore they're Taram Gamliel to say only Mivul Muvla Otar Gamiri. Smuchot already could be living in a different world, and they're Lo Gamiri. And Rabbi Eliezer comes along to say, even move la'ot, because you can't start making those kinds of distinctions. And lo tachalot min hatayan. Rava metar zetayim. Hey, the kulei amal afishein edi mitziyim lekaimot. Tanakam esava hani kivin esbuchot mishka shchiche. Va'at Rav Gamliel lameima move la'ot shchiche, esbuchot lo shchiche. At Rabbi Eliezer lameima even move la'ot nami. It doesn't matter how shchiche it is. Shalot tachalot min hatayan. Tonight, next piece. For Chachamim Omrim, Eino Tzarich Shemar Vanaynichtav Ela Mevim Minat Hayam VeHamolich. Now, the only thing that they're saying differently than the initial Tanakama was the throwing in Molich, which means Bichlal. The Tanakama Savar Molich Lo Tzarich. Why not? My love, Chachamim Fakim, My Savar Lefishem Bekim Lishma, and that's why not. Whereas Mar Savar, no, both directions, because Ein Mitzvah in the Kaima works in both ways. Not only is Lo Shichet. No, even this is no Raya. Rabba could be Matar Zatame and Rabba Matar Zatame. Rabba Matar Zatame, Tkule Amla Fishay Begin Lishma, and the question is whether we want it across the board. Machluk is being Gzerat, Bolicha to Bevika Mifuge, Tanakama Savar Logazino Malichot to Bevi, Rabbon and Batrai Savri Gazino Malichot to Bevi. Rava says, on the contrary, Kule Amla Fishay Nate Mitzuy in the Kaimo, the Rabbon and Batrai were not arguing. They're coming to Ferusha Taime to Tanakamu Diato, not to make the mistake of Rabba. Okay, next piece. It's not. Yeah, maybe gate bimidina limidina bimidina tayam. Tzarich lomar b'fanay nechtav b'fanay nechtam. Doesn't that mean that both tamidina b'nina tayam lo tzarich, which works out very well according to Rava, but lo Rabba kasha? Well, says Rabba, that's your diuk. Lo tema about tamidina b'nina tayam lo tzarich. The correct diuk would have been mimidina limidina b'eretz Yisrael lo tzarich. What do you mean? I don't need a diet for that. Rabbi Etikatanila. I may be get the Eretz Yisrael. Eino tzarich lomar b'fanay nechtam b'fanay nechtam. That makes pretty clear. No, it's not clear because he may ayi. Have a minan mila diavad. Have a lechatchila lo kamash b'lon. But both statements that it's even lechatchila. As a matter of fact, this is so up in the air that you could start in the other direction, and some do. Ike demotiv lahachi. Mashma. That mimedina lebedina be'eretz Yisrael lo tzarich, which is very good according to Rabba, which is no good according to Rava. And he answers, lo tema yur diak midan lebedina be'eretz Yisrael lo tzarich, ela ema haba otam medina benat hayam lo tzarich, because we're not concerned for lishma. Ava medina lebedina what? Be'eretz Yisrael mai tzarich? So then it's irrelevant where you are, isn't it? So then litni hamevi mimedina lebedina stam. Well, the truth is, Medina, Medina, Eretz Israel, lo tzarek for another reason. Because kimid ika lo regalim, it's always mishkak shkichei. Yeah, but isn't this only bezman shebeit hamikdash kayam? I mean, the Mishnah is not talking about that. I like bezman shebeit hamikdash kayam. Michael Amemba, why would there be one directional travel? Well, because kimid ika batin in medikvi mishkak shkichei. Tonight, next piece. Reb Shimon Gamliel Amar Afila Egmoni El Egmoni. Mi Omar Rabbi Yitzchak. This was Yirachat Eta Beretz Yisrael Vasasiyot Shema. V'ayu B'shtei Egmoniot. Shoyu Makpidim Ze Al Ze. Leficha Chutzruchu Lomar Mi Egmoni El Egmoni. So, according to Rava, this is Necha, but according to Rava, why would you need from Egmoni El Egmoni? There's no possible reason if they're both in Eretz Yisrael. Well, the truth is, Rabba eat later Rabba. What? Tell him I be nayu. Ig be nayu dat yo betray. Or the other case that we said before, about tamedina beninatayam. Tonight, I may be get me beninatayam in your holomar before I nechtav when I nechtam. In yeshove, dim yit kayim bechotamab. Now, we asked over there, what is meant by the words, eno yo holomar? Doesn't mean he's a cheresh. Wouldn't have been a kosher shlich in the first place. Cheresh by it, do you get to? But then I call kishayim leviyat again, who's be cheresh on the cut of the yetzer of my skin, on? Kigon she not in luck, kishu pikea, v'lo yispik lo omar befanay nechta v'nay nechtam, ad she nitcharech. Oh. So then why is it good? I mean, l'rova, I understand why it's good. But l'rava, kasha, what good is a kiyam if we don't know lishma? Good question.